Hey, Fatima.
Thank you for having me.
Listen.
It's great to be here.
So you're doing a fundraiser. Tell my listeners, what exactly is human trafficking?
Human trafficking encompasses a lot of things, but generally speaking, it's the exchange of human labor, forced human labor. Usually it could be economic, sexually trafficked, sexual labor. It could also be, someone working out on the farm. It comes in many different forms, but it's the, exploitation of humans, generally speaking.
So how did you get involved in this area of help?
Well, I've always cared about young women and children and whatever affects them. So believe it or not, what got me involved in human trafficking and finding ways to assist the fight against it is a movie called Trade. Several years ago, I saw a movie called Trade that came out maybe 2007. I watched this movie, and it took you through the lives of these two young women. One came from Mexico, one came from Russia, and they were trafficked into the U.S. through different means. And the movie just shed light on the reality of the subject. I did not really realize that this was a real issue, that humans were being enslaved this way and forced this way. And I was so upset after I watched this movie that I could not talk to another human being for about 2 hours. I was that angry. I just said, nope, I'm not talking to anybody because I needed to control my emotions because I care about young women and children so much. So fast forward to, a year or so later when I started my own business, I said, what can I do to help the subject? So I decided to make helping this subject a part of my business model. And that's why in my own business, I donate a portion of every single sale to help human trafficking victims. And now as far as the fundraiser goes, fast forward 2 years later, I am an avid salsa dancer. And this idea actually came about approximately 2 years ago. And I put it on the back burner because I knew that then wasn't the time. I said, how can I find a way to raise money for the people who are really doing the hard work of helping these trafficked victims? And so I decided to come up with a dance, my passion for salsa dancing, my passion for dancing, and find a way to raise money toward for the people who are really already helping the subject.
So salsa dancing to support your passion for eliminating or removing human trafficking.
Yes. So what I'm doing is I'm raising money for two different organizations. And these two different organizations fight human trafficking in two completely different ways. One of them is Kinship United. They help the subject on a worldwide scale. They have orphanages and homes all over the world. Cambodia, India, Kenya, Honduras, just Dominican Republic, just all over the world. And they do more than just help human trafficking victims. They help orphans. They do a lot of things. But one of the things that I really love that they do is they take children off the street who are the target market of these traffickers. Mm. And they really are combating human trafficking just by not making them available for the traffickers. Then when they do get those who have been trafficked, they help to heal them. It's a Christian organization, so they help them spiritually. They help to give them education. They put food on the table. They put clothes on their back. They help them to heal emotionally. They help the entire person. So I believe very strongly in what they do, and I love the fact that I'm able to contribute towards that. And the other organization I'm raising money for is Eyes Wide Open, which is based right here out of Schenectady. Now, most people don't realize this, but human trafficking is actually a really big area, a really big issue in the capital region. It's not just something that's happening in a third world country. It is happening down the street from whoever you are who's listening. It's happening down the street from you, and it's happening to American children. So Eyes Wide Open, what they do is they take women who already have been trafficked, that is those who actually make it to adulthood. They take those women and they give them the services that they need. Now, Eyes Wide Open specifically helps women that are 18 and over because child services aren't available to them. So they have no services really available to them for their nuanced needs. So I love the fact of what they do. They take these women and try to change their lives and get them to think differently so that they can become productive members of society. That is a very easy phrase to say, but it is so, so hard to actually do. The hardest thing in the world to change is the mind. And to get these young women to realize that they are worth more than just, you know, being sold and used, and that they're actually, they have more value than that. They actually have more talent than that, is a hard thing. And it's very hard to get them to not to go back out into it.
So Fatima, how does someone, a woman or a young girl, what are some of the warning signs that the person that's approaching you, be it a male or a female, might be trying to entice you into human trafficking?
That is a really good question. I will, there's many ways, but with limited time, I'll tell you one of the main ways, pimps. What pimps, and pimps aren't always what we think they look like in the movies. That's movies for Hollywood, for entertainment. Real pimps look, sometimes they wear three-piece suits. Sometimes they have their hat on backwards. Sometimes they might be wearing a jogging suit and or jogging pants and a t-shirt. What they do is they walk up and they just try to schmooze you. It's what they do is they try to walk up to a woman and, oh, how you doing? Let me buy you something. They know how to target. They know how to target women who don't know who they are yet. And so you know what the pimps do? If they, you don't know your value, they're going to give you one. It'll be far less than you're worth. So what they do is they try to smooze you. And at first, they don't do all the beatings and all the stuff that you hear about. They don't start off that way. They end up that way. They start off by sweet-talking you, pulling you in, and making you think that they're your lover and that you're doing something for them because you should care about them.
So prostitution is a form of human trafficking.
Absolutely. It is very often. Now, there's some fuzzy lines there. So I say absolutely, and I'm speaking in general terms, because there are certain forms of prostitution that people do where they weren't necessarily trafficked, but that's like, you know, 3%. And I'm making up that number, but I'm just saying the as far as the percentage, as far as the amount goes. But most of the women that you see on the street that we consider crack hoes and prostitutes, I would say probably 80% of them started off being trafficked at probably 12 or 13. It's more prolific than we think.
And how? What about children? So if a child is not you're necessarily being prostituted on the street, how do they draw children into human trafficking?
Well, the thing is, they don't start off prostituting them on the street. They start off by getting them in. What I mean by that is that whether it's they meet them in the mall, whether they meet them in the parking lot, wherever children are, they'll find you. Walking down the street, they'll find you, start talking to you, and they'll sweet talk them. That's what they do. They sweet talk them. When you have these grown men trying to sweet talk these little girls,
a 10-year-old,
you better watch out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the actual, the name of the event, where it's taking place, the date, the time.
Okay. Well, it's called Dancing Through the Decades. And the reason it's called Dancing Through the Decades is the music is going to be from the 50s through now, plus salsa and swing. As a salsa dancer, there's no way I'm having a dance event and there's no salsa. That would be insane. So there's going to be, in order to split all of that music up, there's going to be two floors of dancing. And probably one of the funnest things about the entire night is you can dress for whatever decade you want. So,
I can bring out my afro?
Absolutely.
My platforms?
Yep.
My 70s disco, my bell bottoms?
Woo-hoo. Sock hop, break dancer, whatever you want to do. Flower power, whatever. It's all going to be mixed in. So it's all of that's going to be split up between two floors, like I said. And then you can dress for whatever decade you want. Then there's going to be a best dressed decade contest. It's going to be hilarious. I can't wait to see what everyone has on. And so it's going to be Saturday, October 5th at a place called Party Events and Banquet Hall right here in Troy, 309 3rd Avenue. And it's going to be between 4 and 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at FatimaBey.com. Which is my name. It's FatimaBey.com. Tickets can be purchased there. There will be a cutoff date of the Wednesday before the event. After that, you will have to purchase tickets at the door for more. There's going to be some raffles, and there's going to be a couple of dance lessons followed by a couple of dance performances.
So listen, I'm so excited. I think I'm going to go home and pick out my Afro wig just so I can be there. On October 5th, 4 o'clock at the Party Event and Banquet Hall, 309 3rd Avenue in Troy. Fatima Bey, thank you for joining us on this wonderful show, telling us all about the great work that you're doing.
Thank you for having me.